karma isn't a term widely circulated in Christian circles. Though it may have Buddhist and Hindu origins, it has become a common term referring to the concept that what goes around comes around. In other words, what you sow will eventually come back to haunt or bless you. If you're kind, kindness will come back to you. But if you're mean, you'll eventually reap that as well. Proverbs supports the concept in chapter 11, verse 24, when it says, "One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty." This just proves that oftentimes we really do reap what we sow. Knowing this, we should sow what the Bible encourages us to sow. Things like love, forgiveness, and mercy. Because if we do, these things may revisit back on us as well. Yes, from God, but also from our fellow man.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Proverbs encourages the concept that we reap what we sow. The example used refers to our giving nature, or lack thereof. One man gives freely, yet gains even more, and another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. The Bible is truth, and I've seen this concept play out in my life and the lives of others that I know. I believe that we, as believers, should really take it to heart.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.